Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Inside Out, Toronto's LGBT Film Festival, kicked off last night and is open for business now for digital viewing across Ontario. It's got movies, documentaries, and shorts from around the world, many showing here for the first time. This week, I'm looking at three of these new movies, two of which are director's first features. There's A Little Potato in Russia, A Broken Radio in Canada, and A Field of Poppies in Romania. Potato Dreams of America, written and directed by Wes Hurley. Little Potato, played by Hirsch Powers, is a school kid in 1980s Vladivostok in the USSR, a land of perestroika and glasnost. But he can't stand communism and he puts all his faith in Jesus and wants to go to America, where it's just like the movies and everyone has color TV. So he's overjoyed when his devoted and progressive mom, a prison doctor, becomes a mail order bride and takes him with her to Seattle. He likes his new school and stepdad and is thrilled to see the relative openness toward gay people. But the teenage potato, played by Tyler Bocock, wants to assimilate and doesn't understand American attitudes. "I am not Russian," he says. And when his stepfather's Christianity turns out to be steeped in homophobia, he's afraid they'll both be on the next plane back to Russia. Will Potato's dreams be ruined? Potato Dreams of America is a highly stylized, theatrical, and campy version of the real memoirs of Russian-American director Wes Hurley. And it's full of surprises. I'm only allowed a capsule review here, but let me just say, if you like to watch a view of gay life in Russia and America with lots of homoerotic details, occasional two-dimensional sets, and some characters who burst into song, I think you'll like this one. You'll love this one. How to Fix Radios, directed by Casper Leonard and Emily Russell. It's summer in a small town in Ontario. Evan, played by James Rudden, has found a summer job cleaning up the land around a ramshackle hut before a developer comes in to clear it all away. He's a quiet loner, a high school student who lives with his dad in an isolated home and dresses in basic clothes, shorts, t-shirt, and ball cap. So he's taken aback when he meets his supervisor, Ross, played by Dimitri Watson. Ross is his opposite, a combative, angry attitude, dressed in overalls and bright pink hair, black fingernail polish, and a pierced septum. He's here, he's queer, and he doesn't care who knows it. Evan has never seen anyone like him, but they gradually become friends. They meet up with Ross's sister to go on picnics, fishing trips, and retreats to an abandoned house by a lake that everyone uses. And there they share intimate secrets by the campfire. But things are complicated. Small towns have gay people, but they also have bullies. Ross is constantly tormented by a thug named Jake, who rides around on his three-wheel RV smoking pot and drinking beer with his chowderhead friends. Problem is, he's also the son of their employer, who owns the land they're cleaning up and pays their salaries. "Why don't you just move to the city?" Evan wonders. "Because," Ross says, "he likes the quiet trees here and the nature all around him. And he doesn't want a moron like Jake determining what he does with his life." But how much longer can Russ endure the punches and taunts from Jake? How to Fix Radio is the title refers to one of Evan's skills, is a warm and friendly look at friendship and the life of a queer kid in small town Ontario. It's an ultra low budget indie film shot during last summer during the COVID protocols with all the spacing and location rules that entailed. which may explain why the sound quality is a bit dodgy. Some lines are lost or else overpowered by background humming noise. But the great music, beautiful images, and engaging characters make it a treat to watch. Poppyfield, directed by Eugen Yebelianu. Sorry for my mispronunciation of Romanian names. It's present-day Romania. Christy, played by Conrad Merikofer, is a member of the Gendarmerie, an elite police, national police force run military-style using tightly knit squads. They're called in to handle dangerous riots and criminal acts, but tonight they're at a movie theater. How come? Well, a lesbian drama sponsored by an LGBT group is scheduled to play a film that night. But the theater has been occupied by a group of right-wing Christian activists. Draped in Romanian flags and waving icons of the Virgin Mary, they say they want to stop the pornographic homosexual mafia. The people in the audience say they just want to watch a movie. But the tension is rising, and for some reason, Christy, the cop, unlike the other gendarmes, is standing far back, doing nothing. What's his problem? What's bothering him? But when he's confronted by a gay man, he loses it and beats the man up. This puts his whole squad in potential trouble. Why did he do it? The reason is Christy is gay too, but he doesn't want the other cops to know. He even has a Parisian lover waiting to meet him tonight in his apartment. Has Christy's secret been revealed? Will he lose his job? And can he face his inner demons? Poppyfield, and I have to admit, I watched the movie, but I have no idea what the title means, but that's not important. So Poppyfield is a realistic and tense drama about a gay Romanian cop being pushed to the brink by his two very separate lives, a passionate personal life and a rigid and violent workplace. Film is divided in the same way. The first part is a night with him and his lover, Hadi, and part two is all about a day at work at the movie theater. This is an excellent film, a first feature, but done in the style of current Romanian cinema, hyper-realistic, done in real time, dealing with social issues. If you've ever seen contemporary Romanian movies like Police Adjective, you'll immediately recognize the style. Director Jebelianu uses the fantastic veteran cinematographer Marius Panduru, who gives his distinctive minimalist look to this movie. Mary Coffer as Christy rarely speaks, but you can see the angst brewing beneath his stone cold features. Short, sharp, and fast moving, Poppyfield is a really good, really great art house pick. Potato Dreams of America, How to Fix Radios, and Poppyfield are all playing now at Inside Out Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.